From the book of Hebrews, chapter 1. 11, that's its verse, it's chapter 11 I'm looking at, not chapter 1, sorry. Chapter 11. It says there, verse, just the first verse. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And that's what I want to speak on this morning, the Lord's leading. What does it mean when it says faith is the substance of things hoped for? Now, there's one thing we can gather from reading the Bible. God operates on a faith system. You can see this all the way through the Bible. Romans 1:17, the gospel is the power of God unto all who believe. And on we can say, John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son for those who believe. And again in Ephesians 2, by grace through faith. So God operates on a faith system of trusting, of being confident, leaning in him. And without faith, the Bible tells us, we cannot please God. Now, when it comes to biblical faith, two things we must remember. First of all, it's not faith alone that saves you. It's faith in an object in the Lord Jesus Christ. The object of that faith is the completed work of Christ. And this faith not only has an object, it is exclusive. It excludes all other systems, all other directions of faith. Isaiah 66, the Lord says, look unto me and be ye saved, O ye ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. But there's a problem with all of this. Some feel that's too simple, Dan. You just believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you're saved. That is a problem for many people. You see, it's almost innate in us that we have to do something to earn the salvation. We must add something to it to make it more sure. Now, that problem isn't you. This is the problem that dogged Paul all the way through his ministry. Paul had to deal constantly with this very issue of believing exclusively in the sufficiency of the work of Christ for salvation by faith alone. That was the great issue in the early church. That was the greatest threat to the early church. You see, when Paul preached the union between Jew and Gentile as equals, that was very hard for many, many Jews to accept. You see, there were a group of people called Judaizers. Now, these were Jews who had come to Christ, who confessed Christ. But here's what they said. They said, all Gentiles, that's you and I, must come to Christ through the law of Moses. In other words, they had to be circumcised. They must first become Jews. Now, this was an addition. They were adding works to faith. And the Bible tells us that can't be done because the moment you add works, it's no longer faith. By adding works to grace, they negated grace altogether and denied the very sufficiency of the cross. Now that's what's happening all day. Oh yes, we're saved by faith, but add a wee bit on to make it sure. Now, this is a difficult issue for Jews in the early church something hard for them to grasp by faith alone. I mean, now you've met people, and they'll tell you, but I'm not a good person. They feel you've got to be good to be a believer. Even Peter, the rock, when asked to go to the house of Cornelius to minister to a Gentile, you remember what he said? Not me, Lord. He didn't want to go there. Now, these Judaizers weren't evil people. They would be what we would call good church-going people. They weren't evil. They wanted to receive Christ. They wanted to engage in good works, but they took grace alone and try to add to it the law of Moses, and it can't be done because it's either one or the other. And Paul referred to them as the enemies of the cross, and it's no different today. Many people today don't talk of circumcision, but they talk about baptism. You have to be baptized to be saved. I've met these people. Some people say you have to have church membership. Add on church membership. Many, sadly, talk of praying to Mary or something like that. I remember, I think I've told you this before, I was a wee back in the 70s when one of the new popes was initiated. He made this pronouncement, we are redeemed through the blood of Jesus Christ and. Now listen to that word and. When you say we are redeemed through the blood of Jesus Christ, a big full stop should come in there. He said, we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ and his mother Mary. So today we have the same problem. And when you add anything to grace to make it more sure, you're seeing salvation through the eyes of men. So what I want to deal with this morning then, how can we be sure this morning that faith is enough? This is the hardest thing to preach to people in the gospel, that faith alone is sufficient. The biggest problem among many people is assurance. How can I be 100% assured that faith in Christ alone is enough? Well, we have to come this morning and see salvation through the eyes of God, not the eyes of men. And here's what the living God says. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now, let me tell you the difference between faith and hope. Faith tends to lean on what God has done for us. Hope looks to what God will do for us. So when we speak of believing in the cross of Christ, our hope is eternal salvation in heaven. You see, Peter spoke of that great inheritance in heaven which cannot perish. Now, here I want to show you this morning the utter assurance of knowing that faith alone is enough. Because the Bible says faith is the guarantee, the substance of things hoped for. Now, I've got it here. Is it up there? I don't know. I want to get a part. Is that? Oh, you've got it all. I want to get a part. So I'll wait to the side. Let's look at this word substance. If you see it there, it's made up of two words, sub, under, and stance or standing. It doesn't mean understanding, it means something standing under. There is something underpinning, it's something which holds up. And if you want to carry it forward, a word I want to teach you this morning is the word below that. It's the same word only in Greek, hypostasis. The word hypo means under. And the word stasis means a standing, a hypostasis. In other words, we're speaking of that which is a support, a foundation, it holds up, a guarantee, an assurance, or proof. Faith is your hypostasis. Now let me tell you what that means. In the business world, I've got to do this. I never get this straight. This would be a miracle if this worked. I've never been on a platform yet and get this to work. When it did. There it is there. Look. I've got one bit. There you are. It can mean the sum of one's possessions, or you would call it your estate. You hear of people dying and they leave their estate, what their estate is worth. Your hypostasis can mean either the sum of all your possessions, or it can mean the documentation or proof of ownership, a title deed. That's what the word hypostasis means. It means title deed. So let's read that again. Faith is the title deed of things hoped for. Salvation yet to be revealed. My faith is in the work of Christ, what he has done for me. My hope is in the salvation yet to be revealed, and the guarantee that faith alone is sufficient. God says faith is the title deed of things hoped for. There's a great professor, Wüst. I don't know if any of you have read him. He's a Greek professor, and he tells this story. He wrote this story. It's the story of a woman called Dionysus. Now, Dionysus lost a disputed field, an area of land in a local court. She decided to take her case to a higher court in Alexandria. And so she sent off her servant with all the legal documents in a stone box. Unfortunately, wherever the servant was staying, there was a great fire. The servant died and the inn was destroyed. And here's the thing. 2,000 years later, archaeologists were digging away in the desert. And they uncovered this stone box. And inside, the documentation was all intact. And they read the letter which said this: in order that my Lord, my judge, may know my claim is just, I attach my hypostasis, my title deed. The title deed was the absolute evidence of possession of that piece of land. Now let me apply that. I should imagine many of you in here have a title deed. Mine's all paid for. Some of you poor creatures are still paying yours. It's sad. You're paying your mortgage. My title deed is in the Royal Bank of Scotland. In a tin box. Not a wooden box. A tin box. Now here's the thing. So imagine someone came and challenged you as to the ownership of your house. And all the great lawyers ranged against you. What would you have to produce to win the case outright? All you would have to do is produce your title deed. There is the evidence, there is the proof. And they would never win any case against you. All you would have to do is produce your hypostasis, your title deed, and you'd win your case. And I would say to you, the devil and all the hosts of hell to tell you today you're a rotten Christian, you're no good, you have no right to be a Christian, you have no hope. All you have to say is, faith is my title deed to things hoped for. and they'll flee from you. I want you to remember that. Faith is the title deed to things hoped for. The living God, through the death of Christ, once you put your faith in him, he gives you a title deed, that faith. You're saved by grace through faith, and even that's not yourself. It's a gift of God. Your faith is your title deed. I mean, if anybody disputed your home, you'd say, no problem. Title deed. They'd run away. Case lost. And you and I this afternoon have a title deed. And what we're seeing here is salvation, not through the eyes of men trying to ante, but through the eyes of God. And the living God says this to you this afternoon. You have a title deed, which is indisputable, irrefutable, the absolute proof that you will possess the things hoped for. The title deed to heaven. It is a possession beyond dispute. For Jew and Gentile, the Bible says, for all who believe, the gospel is the power of salvation. Have you ever heard the saying, a man of substance or a woman of substance? If you know the Lord Jesus Christ today, you're a person of substance. Now I want you to know what the Bible does not say. The Bible does not say that works is the substance of things hoped for. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that your baptism is the substance of things hoped for, or church going, or circumcisions, or nativity plays, and all the rest of it. Faith and faith alone is the title deed. In the eyes of God, now maybe not in the eyes of men. I mean, these poor Jews and others who want to add on baptism and Mary and circumcision to make it sure. That's salvation through the eyes of men. But when you see salvation through the eyes of God, he's saying your faith is your title deed to things hoped for. I love that. I like that. There's no and. We are redeemed through the blood of Jesus Christ. And friend, when you hear that, put a great big full stop there. You never use the word and. And nothing. There's no co-redeemers. No co-mediators. It's faith in Christ and Christ alone. I want you to remember that word if you can. Scriptural faith is believing exclusively in the sufficient work of Christ on the cross. And that is your hypostasis. Your title deed to things hoped for. Sadly today I've heard people say, oh, I don't have the faith. Gladys was in hospital, my wife. And the poor wee soul next to her was in a mess. Waiting, or tumours in her head or something. And Gladys said, oh, let's pray. And she said, oh, but I don't have the faith. I don't have the faith.